Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. Hello. Man, I can't tell you how many people have walked by this booth in the last 5 to 7 minutes and looked at me as if they either pity me or they just heard a family member passed. I see Riley on Twitter. He reaches out and says, Vern, I'm praying for you right now. I don't want your pity. You know what? I think that's the focus of tonight's show. Is that where we're at? Are we now giving up? Giving in? Now, we can dive into the game. We can go over the X's and O's if you want. Here's the phone number, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals are shut out at home. A ninth straight loss in your home. Four of those nine losses have been shutouts like this. A seventh straight series loss here at home. I can go on and on and on with all these negative statistics. Honestly, unless you want to talk about the pitching, then this show's not going to be pretty. I don't know how pretty it is normally, but this is going to be messy. And it should be messy. Well, it's not going to be pretty, but it will be pretty familiar. At times repetitive. The show I did last night, the show I did on Sunday and Saturday, the show I did the entire homestand the last time, shows I was doing in early April, late April, early May, late May, last week, this week. And yet, no, man, I don't know. Are we giving up? I'm not asking the players. I know they're not giving up. And I'm not even chastising you if your answer is yes. You know what, Vern? Yeah, I'm done. Until they put a week together where they look like a professional offense, I'm done. I'm not making sure that I'm by my radio or by my television. They need to earn my eyeballs and ears. They haven't done it. They did it last year. That's why I showed up for the first 80 games, but I'm done. I'm not going to browbeat you. I just want to know. Because I find myself unable to give in, to give up. Maybe it's the job. Maybe it's because I know I'm walking the plank again tomorrow beginning at 12 noon. Maybe I should. Maybe I should give in, give up. Because when you dive into just this game tonight, you know, the poor rotation. I mean, Michael Wacha spins a quality start, and yet it feels like he let the team down, doesn't it? Isn't that wild? He gives up 3 runs in the second inning, even though, once again, his freaking defense, and again, Jonathan India cost this team a run defensively while he's doing nothing offensively. The poor rotation. A Royals rotation that has the third lowest ERA in all of Major League Baseball. And that team's 4 games below 500. The game felt over in the second inning, and yet I'm telling everybody in the press box, stop it. 3 runs in the second inning isn't insurmountable. It felt as if the game was over. I felt that sense of dread, doom, knowing that your destiny was going to be loss number 42 on the season. But you and I watched way too much baseball to capitulate, to admit that 3-0 going to the bottom of the second inning, which means he got 24 outs. Game's not over, but boy, it felt over. Now, Michael Wacha's a pro. I'm sure he's not thinking the way that you and I were thinking. Obviously not. He battled through 6 innings. Puts up his 8th quality start of the season. Only the Phillies have more quality starts than Kansas City. And yet, the Royals are 4 games below 500. And at last check, the Phillies were leapfrogging the Mets as the new first place team in the National League East. The poor rotation. Let down again by the defense. The base running as Michael Garcia is caught for a major league leading 9th time caught on the base paths. The offense 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. You know they didn't hit a home run. They haven't hit a home run at Kauffman Stadium in the last 54 innings. How far you got to go back the last time someone went deep? 2 weeks ago. Salvi's 9th inning blast against the Yankees. You still lost that game. So no power, no clutch, no offense, and still no victories here at home. I mean, maybe I should just start listening to myself. The offense, the defense, and the base running have been awful to inconsistent. The defense has its moments, but it's inconsistent. The base running has its moments, but it's inconsistent. The only thing we can rely on is Bobby to do something spectacular and this outstanding rotation. And yet I'm having a tough time giving up on this team, waving the white flag when we do have 82 games to go. But that means we have 80 now in the rearview mirror, 80 games of evidence that say this offense is one of the worst in baseball. This defense is average at best. The base running's average at best. And the rotation is eventually going to have a broken back from carrying these guys. Royals are on pace to lose 85 games this year. On pace for a record of 77-85. See, when I see that, when I hear that, I think, no way. No way they're finishing 77-85. How about you? You taking that? Does that sound about right to you? Maybe it should to me, but I just have a tough time giving up on this group. certainly because of the rotation, but also because of the things that you and I have been talking about since the end of March. The belief that we have in certain individuals in this lineup, maybe the collection of talent that this squad has offensively. We believe they're better than what we've seen. But how much longer can that belief last before you just start sounding like you're burying your head in the sand, refusing to witness what's happening before you? I could talk about this by myself forever, but I would much prefer talking to you. So phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We're going to start off out in Leawood. Matt, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Love your show. On behalf of Royals Nation, we all love you. This is therapy. Went out to the game tonight with my son, and I've got a few comments to make, and then I'll ask you a question, and I'll listen off air. Okay. But I think this offense is historically bad, and when I look at it, we're just waiting for them to break out of this funk. I don't see it happening. I mean, Vern, this team can't put together runs. And I think the most frustrating thing is you get four or five hits a game. You can't afford to get caught stealing. You can't afford to get picked off. I mean, it's not a great looking offense, but we also make terrible mistakes on the base pass. We've never had an incredible flashy. Yeah. We've never had a great offense, but we used to play smart when we won. We were good right on the base paths, and it's yep. I think that's the plate
discipline. They don't execute.
The walks. There's no walks. We're dead last in the league in walks. I don't think any baseball team has ever made the playoffs dead last in walks. So I've got an unpopular opinion, but if we drop 6-7 games below 500, I'm ready to say keep the young core. Let's keep Bobby, keep Jack, keep Vinny, keep Garcia. But I'm ready to sell. I'm ready to flip the switch here. Let's sell Lugo. Let's sell these guys, and let's start revamping for the future. I hate to say it. I hate to ship it in, but it's better than waiting for these guys to break out. So I want to hear what you have to say about that, and what it would take for you to shift to seller mode. I hate to be pessimistic, Vern, but
no, it's fair. No, you don't apologize for anything. The team deserves it. Way to get us started. Appreciate the phone call. The 2014 Royals actually were dead last in Major League Baseball in walks, and as you know, made it all the way to the World Series. What would it take for me to wave that white flag? Oh, excuse me. Oh, my God, I can't believe we're talking about that. Oh, my God. I mean, I can. Again, it's warranted, but did not think I would have to swallow that before we flip the calendar to July. Well, that, obviously, the calendar's, boy. I mean, you know how bad they would have to be for me to wave the white flag? And I don't think that's an admission of me being some sort of a homer. That's more of a reflection of almost half the league makes it to the postseason now. You finish 500, you're going to be within a game or two. It's going to come down to that final week of the season. So, prior to the All-Star break, you still have 17 games to go. Four against Seattle. You can beat up on the, Diamondbacks are getting banged up. Pirates are the Pirates. So you have 17 games to go until the All-Star break. I mean, if they, even that, I just don't see it happening before the All-Star break, okay? So that's like the 12th and 13th of July. I don't think you wave the white flag until you're 2 weeks out from 2 weeks out from the trade deadline. If you're 10, if you're double-digit games below 500, 2 weeks before the deadline, that's the 17th. So that's the first game after the All-Star break. I think you need to give the team a week after the All-Star break, so that's the final week going into the trade deadline. Yeah, that's what I'll say. I'll say the 24th of July. If the Royals are, That's going to be here before you know it, too. Man, how disappointing is that? Royals lose 3-0, shut out at home. Only got 13 home runs all year here. Played 40 games. Well, halfway through the home slate. And they got 13 bombs. They haven't had a multi-homer game all year at Kauffman Stadium. Royals did not homer tonight. No, the highlight of the night was an outstanding catch from Jack Caglione. A great catch. The guy's made as many great defensive plays as home runs as he's... Right, two home runs, two outstanding defensive plays. Kudos to him. 0-for-3 at the dish with a punch out and a walk. Royals now 4 games below 500. We go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
I support my Royals gear every day, and I listen to your show every night, and I will never, ever give up on my Royals until the season's over. Have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's the job. Okay, so you got Connor still in your corner. Text line doesn't seem to be flooded with angry Royals fans. Phone lines are anything but full right now. That is a scary place to be. Talking about sellers. I'm sure Patrick Mahomes is going to show his face on a football field soon. That's a scary place to be. I think the Royals would prefer if the phone lines were full and the text line was flooded with frustration. But like I said last night, how can you be frustrated? I mean, you could be frustrated, of course, that your team hasn't lived up to the expectations. But I mean the performance tonight. You're going to freak out about the offense? They've been brutal all year. Still, by a wide margin, the worst run-scoring offense in Royals franchise history. You're going to scream about Jonathan India's defense? I've been telling you about that since the offseason. Base running, I get it, but that's been going on since opening freaking day. Remember Kyle Isbell? So if you're ranting and raving about things that have happened consistently for 3 months now, you're the nutball. And sadly, it seems as if the fan base is in agreement. And we're not getting agitated anymore. We're just counting down the days until 15's throwing the ball to 87. Let's go to Shannon in Olathe. Shannon, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? Me and my family were out at the, we were all out at the ballpark tonight. And, you know, I got to say, not angry, just kind of sad and disappointed. You know, we were hoping to, see a couple good offensive plays. And, you know, we're kind of left wanting. But I am far from, and I feel like all true Royals fans, they should be far, far away from tossing in the towel. If you're a true Royals fan, you know exactly how quick this team can bounce back.
Right.
And I won't put up that white flag until they're 10, 15 games below 500. Then I'll be like, yeah, okay, let's start looking to the future. But,
right.
You know, just looking at the way they were batting tonight, it looks like they've lost their touch. They've lost their fun that they have for the game. And I almost feel like each at-bat, they feel like the entire team is going to win or lose based on their one swing. And I don't know if they need to go out, have a couple drinks, and go play a wiffle ball game and just remember how fun it is. Wow. But I think they find the fun, they'll get that spark back. But then also my other thought is, if it was one or two players, okay, you know, so be it. But if it's an entire team that is so anemic in their batting and their offense, what kind of coaching are we looking at? Is there a coaching problem? Is it the hitting coach? You know, do we need to get somebody in there to talk them through how they're feeling when they're up at the plate? Something needs to change, whether it's them talking about their feelings and having a kumbaya session or just going out and playing a pickleball game and trying to find that fun. They need to realize that fans out there are still rooting for them. We still believe in them. The true ones will never stop believing. And, you know, we just got to support them while they go through this. So thanks, Vern, for everything you do, and I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, Shannon, same to you. Really appreciate the phone call. Yeah, like I said last night, I wish it was the hitting coach. I wish it was one person. You know, there are three hitting coaches and a mental performance coach, so they have every possible avenue to seek help. Three hitting coaches, the rest of the other coaches, mental performance coach, you know, whatever it is that ails you, this organization is here to help you. You know, personally, I think it's a cop-out to point to the coach. Not saying that. And I know you're not accusing the coach or saying he needs to go, Shannon. But you also mentioned, you know, real Royals fans aren't throwing in the towel. I love that you said that. But at the same time, I'm not going to tell a diehard Royal fan that comes out here to the ball games that they need to believe despite what the data shows us, right? The statistics and the data show us this offense is brutal. The defense is average at best. The base running is inconsistent. And you have an outstanding pitching staff. If people want to read into those numbers and say, I can't do it on a nightly basis, man. It's too agitating or it's too freaking boring because they don't score. And yeah, I love pitching. That's what brings me to the ballpark is a great pitching matchup. But I understand for most, man, it's like Shannon said, we were hoping to see a few fun offensive plays. And outside of that rocket double from Bobby Witt Jr. and I guess Vinny's rocket single to right field where India goes first to third in the fourth inning, that was the offensive highlight of the night. But as far as tossing in the towel, yeah, the reason why I'm having a tough time with it, I mean, you could shake your head and say, well, Vern, it's because you're a homer. The reason is who in this lineup? Well, you know why. I mean, Jonathan India and Salvador Perez are the guys that I'm going to come back to. The two veterans, right? The two old guys on this team have both disappointed in a tremendous fashion. But Vinny's batting 304 in June. You know how good Bobby is. You know how good Michael Garcia is. I believe Jack Caglione's only going to get better and better. I think he's going to be a stud come August and September. Kyle Isbell's doing the job in the nine spot. Am I going to sit here and crush Nick Lofton or Mark Canna or Freddie Fermin or Drew Waters or John Rave? No, those guys are all fine to very good bench players. The fact that two of them are in the lineup every single night is, I don't know if it's a reflection on the front office, if it's a reflection on MJ Melendez and Michael Massey and Hunter Renfro, but that's obviously cause for concern. The point being is when I look at the 13 hitters on this team, who am I pointing at saying, and all you guys are disappointing. You know, you and you and you and you, you're all, this is why you're the worst offense in Major League Baseball. I'll point to India. I'll point to Salvador Perez. But outside of that, we did enough pointing at Massey and Melendez and Renfro. I think that finger now goes upstairs. Front office and ownership got to do something quick. Because I don't know where the answer is. So I guess the reason why I'm having a tough time throwing in the towel, giving up and giving in with this team, is because, yes, the pitching staff, and yes, Bobby Witt Jr.'s 5-tool talent, but also my belief in this organization that they can make that move to hopefully add a jolt to this offense. But can this offense buy enough time for that move to be made? Trade deadline is now 5 weeks away. 5 weeks from Thursday. I'm sure some of you are saying, Vern, there's so much more than just one bat away. I agree. One external bat, and you need improvements internally. Salvi, India. No, Bobby, I need improvement. How about you? Are you throwing in the towel? 82 games to go? 913-586-7965. We'll take a quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-0 in the pitch, and a swing and a liner to right field, and a diving attempt by the right fielder, and Caglione made the catch. A backhanded diving stab by Caglione held on. What a catch by the young right fielder, still learning the position.
Yeah, great play. Great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Jack Caglione, a gorgeous catch to finish off Michael Wacha's fifth inning of work. Wacha would spin his eighth quality start in this, his 16th outing of the season, and yet Wacha would fall. His record now 4-7. Royals are shut out at home. They lose the game in the series to the Rays. 3-0, the final score. Wacha receives no runs of support, which I'm sure doesn't come as a surprise to him. He's received the lowest run support in all of the American League, top three in all of Major League Baseball. Royals are now four games below 500, and the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That terrific catch from the 22-year-old. was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to, I'm going to give you the phone number and the text line number, 913-586-7965. We're going to go to Mike in the Northland. Mike, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Mike, let's go.
There, now we're there. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. What do you got for me?
All right, so you asked if I'm thrown in the white towel. I am. And it doesn't have anything to do with what timeline with the people across the parking lot has. What's the old saying? When you do something over and over and over, you expect different results. Insanity. That's what we're getting. And, you know, Ryan made a point during the broadcast. The boys were 16-5 at home. Now they're two games under, which means, for those of us that can do math, they've went 3-16 at home in their last 19 games. That's unacceptable. You'd want to build a team for your home ballpark. And having five people in your lineup that wouldn't start for most other major league teams is frustrating beyond all belief.
Who are those five? Who are those five?
Okay, so I'm thinking John Rave. I don't think Kyle Isbell would start for a lot of teams. I like Kyle's defense. I don't think Michael Massey would start for
he's
any
not
other
here.
Team.
He didn't start. He's in Omaha.
Okay.
So that's two. We're still on two.
Okay.
Nick Lofton.
Nick Lofton. Yeah.
I'll give you those. I said the exact same thing in our previous segment that needs to be consolidated down to one spot. Kyle Isbell deserves to be the center fielder. He's hitting the ball very well. And like you just said, build the team for the ballpark. You better have a great center fielder in this ballpark, but go ahead.
Right. But I'm talking about offensively, right. You know,
okay, doubles, but it's this big ballpark. Doubles, you got to build a defensive team. So you're going to have Kyle Isbell in there. So he's out. So right now you've said the two guys that we all agree should not be in the lineup for a team destined to the postseason. Yeah,
right.
I agree, but that's two spots. That's not the reason why this team sucks offensively. It's not Nick Lofton and John Rave's fault.
No, well, I mean, but listen, I understand, but if you had bases loaded and one out, would you rather have Salvi up or would you rather have John Rave up? That's how I look at that. You know, Salvi's proven. Now, he struggles, yes.
John Rave is a rookie. Yeah, what were you expecting from him? I expect Salvi to come through, and Salvi's been bad.
Yeah, Vern, we agree on more than you think. I'm just frustrated, brother. You know.
Yeah. So am I.
At the start of this season, I expected this team to compete for the division, and they're you know, you have to throw in the white towel because that old adage of they have to climb over four teams to get to the wild card, they have to climb over three teams to get to the division. They're not going to do it. And can you imagine what their record would be if we didn't have the pitching that we do?
If my aunt had a pair, she'd be my uncle. Yeah, but they do have this great pitching staff, so I'm very grateful that they do. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, here's my thing. The Royals are 38-42. Wave the white flag, throw in the towel, throw in the white towel, wave the towel. Do whatever you want with the white flag and sheets and towel. Well, careful with the sheets, actually. Do whatever you want as far as your fandom with this ball club. I'm not going to do it. And I see this happening. It's so very predictable. From the 816, Vern, you're doing mental gymnastics just to take up for the hand that feeds you. Just stop. This isn't even a legitimate postgame show anymore. Well, then you shouldn't listen. Why would you listen to somebody you don't respect? That makes zero sense. You don't respect yourself. You want to blame me? You've already gone after the hitting coach, and now it's the postgame show. That's fine. The reason why I have a tough time tossing in the towel is because I've just been around the game too long, and many of you have as well. 38-42. You're telling me, for someone that just admitted you thought this team was going to the postseason at the beginning of the year, You didn't think they were going to the postseason because of John Rave and Drew Waters. Okay, Michael Massey, MJ Melendez. Okay, I can get with you on that. You thought those guys would bring the type of power production to surround Salvi and Bobby and Vinny? Oh, okay, I understand that. But the reason why you thought this team was going to go to the postseason was because of Bobby and Vinny and Salvi, Jonathan India, this great rotation, and some pretty good dudes at the back end of the bullpen. That team is four games below 500 with 82 to go. You're telling me they can't improve? You're telling me that Vinny, this offense, Bobby, Michael, Jack Caglione, you're telling me that they can't flip that down the stretch? I'm not trying to tell you you should believe that they will. I'm not even saying I believe that they will. But to act, to speak with such conviction as if, oh, no, it's done. No, Vern, there's 82 games left. You can't make up this deficit in 82 games. That's just wrong. You want to throw in the towel? That's fine. Again, I'm not saying you're wrong in doing it. I'm telling you why I can't. There's too much time. We all believe that there was enough talent at the beginning of the season, enough talent to be in the race. I'm not saying that we all agreed that there was enough talent to win the division or guarantee a playoff spot like many of us were acting at the beginning of the year. But if you thought the team was good coming into the season, you thought they had talent to be at least a 500 ball club. Right now, they're four games below with 82 to go. Trade deadline is 5 weeks away. I'm sorry. That's me. I've just been watching the game on a daily basis for way too long. I've seen things change week by week, day by day, month by month. I mentioned 2014 earlier. Talk about last year. Go back to 2003, right? We've seen good go to bad. We've seen bad go to good. Awful turn into very good. You don't have to subscribe, right? You don't have to remain in, tune in, show up. You don't have to do any of it. I'm just telling you why I'm having a tough time telling you the same thing every single night, and yet myself having it, refusing to believe it. I tell you every night how bad this offense is. Every night about how India's defense is hurting you. I tell you every night about the base running mistakes, about how great the starting pitcher was. But with 82 games to go and having the most important facet of the game as your strong suit, the starting pitching, and one of the best players in the sport, man, that's a pretty good foundation. So much so, I'll put it this way. One-third of the league would trade spots with the Royals right now. 10 of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball would trade everything they have for everything you have. So with that being said, 12 noon tomorrow for the On Deck Show. Thank God this is a quick turnaround. 913-586-7965. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse for the first time tonight. Let's hear what Jack Caglione had to say to the media inside the clubhouse. This audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I just saw that it was a fade and liner. As I got closer to it, I kind of realized I had a chance on it, so just laid out, just trying to help the team out.
When you are making those plays in right field, how much does that give you more confidence that you continue to just learn position at the big league level?
Yeah, definitely just kind of helps with the comfortability aspect of it.
Jack, how do you evaluate what Drew Rasmussen was able to do against you guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. He's got good stuff. I feel like we had a good plan going in. I don't know.
Did that match up his attack on you guys?
That's Izzo.
Jack, you're getting a little bit more comfortable in right field. You know, at the plate, are you starting to feel like you're settling in a little bit more, or is it still kind of growing a process for you?
Yeah, just learning every day.
That's a tough spot for a rookie right there. Jack Caglione talking to the media after a shutout loss. The Royals' fourth straight loss overall, ninth straight defeat here at home. I say it's tough because that's a clubhouse where every single person in there has more dirt in their spikes than you. So you better not be standing up there holding court with these long answers, you know, laughing. Short, get the media the hell out of here, man. We got a lot we need to get figured out. Cags, one of the handful of Royals to take an 0 for tonight. Royals had only three hits. Bobby Witt Jr.'s major league leading 27th double. A one-out double in the sixth inning. He would stay stranded at second base as Michael Garcia would strike out and Vinny Pasquantino would fly out to the opposite field on the first pitch. Vinny singled with two outs in the fourth inning as Jonathan India led off that frame with a walk. Royals had runners on first and third with two outs, and Salvi popped up to the first baseman on the first pitch. And then the only other hit today came courtesy of Michael Garcia, a two-out single in the first inning. It was quickly erased as he was caught stealing for his major league leading ninth time this year. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. Our final timeout. We get back to your calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals shut out for the ninth time this season. They dropped the series to the Rays 3-0. They'll hope to avoid another sweep at home, a third straight sweep at home. Are you freaking kidding me? They'll attempt to avoid that sweep tomorrow, 1-10 for the first pitch. Royals fell behind in the second inning. It's baseball. It's the second inning. What are you talking about? The game's over. I refuse to believe that. Come on. Have you watched baseball before? The game's not over when you're down by three in the second inning. It felt like it. No, I'll admit it felt like it, but I was fighting that feeling. If you missed it, with one out in the second inning, Christopher Morel smashed an 0-1 sinker left in the middle by Michael Wacha. He takes it in the middle. A great diving play. Bobby made a couple of great diving plays in that three-run second inning. He gloved it, but was unable to get up and make the throw. So Christopher Morel reaches on a one-out single. Josh Lowe then yanks a 2-2 fastball that again was left in the middle by Michael Wacha, takes it into right field. Morel goes first to third. So it's first and third with one out, and that brings Jose Caballero at the dish. Now, first and third with one out, it's an indefensible play if you bunt it properly, and Caballero did indeed bunt it properly, bunts it up the first base side. When I say an indefensible play, it's an automatic run. I don't know how you stop that run from scoring. But you got to get an out. You got to get the out at first base. I'll admit, India was shifted up the middle with the right-handed Caballero at the plate. But the second he squares to bunt, I need India darting to first base. And he was moving, but it wasn't immediate. It wasn't with conviction. You need to plan ahead, prepare, expect these things. India's not at the bag, and that ultimately cost the team a run. So one run comes in there, first and second now with still only one out. Chandler Simpson, the speedy left-handed bat, he pokes a fastball well off the plate, away from him. Elevated, sure, it was up, but still well off the plate. He doesn't try to play hero, he goes with it. Bangs it to the left side of the infield. Bobby again makes a diving stab, gloves it, but Simpson's too fast. He makes it to first base, and now it's bases loaded with one out, Royals trailing 1-0. Waka uncorks a wild pitch with the bases loaded. In comes run number two. Second and third with only one out. Danny Jansen, the nine hitter, lays down a perfect bunt up the first baseline. The run comes in to score. 3-0 Tampa Bay. That's it. And that's the game. Tampa wins 3-0. Two bunts, a couple of pitches left in the middle, and a base left uncovered by Jonathan India. Now, Waka earned those two runs. One of them, now all three were ultimately charged to Waka, but one of them should be hung around the neck of Jonathan India. Waka tonight makes his 45th start since joining the Royals. Right, since the start of last year, he now has an ERA of 3.34. That's one of the 10 best beginnings to a Royals career in history. We'll hear from Michael Waka coming up in a moment, but first I want to hear from Dakota in Independence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Joshua, thanks for taking my call, brother.
My pleasure.
Ironically, this is the second time I've called your show, and both times Waka's been pitching, which is fine because he is and remains a stud. I love that man. Hey, listen, brother, as always, I don't have superior baseball knowledge, but I'm not giving up on this team. It's not even, it's the farthest thing from my mind. I think maybe some of the people who are, you know, some of the guys calling in and stuff like that, I kind of wonder if they're the same fans that were ready to give up on the Chiefs when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day a few years ago.
But that doesn't make them bad fans, man. I mean, again, this team has given us 80 games of, outside of the rotation, a lot of disappointment. I understand where their frustration and their excitement for the Chiefs comes from, but continue with your point.
Yeah, well, and my point is, I mean, look what the Chiefs did. They turned around and won a Super Bowl. After that, you know,
but they already had a few rings. I don't know if that's necessarily apples to apples. You have a dynastic football team that had a few Super Bowls already under their belt, right?
Well, you're right, man. And my point is, this whole season, I've kind of felt like the kid from Incredibles, where he's like, "What are you waiting for?" And he's like, "I don't know, something amazing." You're right. It's not apples to apples, but it's one of the reasons I'm not giving up. And I just can't. It's not in me. And more to that, the only other thing I wanted to mention first, I mean, really, first of all, shout out Michael Waka. But also with what you were saying earlier about India, I share that disappointment 100%. And I think the reason that weighs so, he in particular weighs so heavy on me, is because of the way that he got traded to the Royals and then immediately just endeared himself to the Royals franchise. Yep. I mean, came in.
Should have seen him in spring training too, man. He was.
Yeah.
And he is. He's a great teammate. He's a hard worker. He's a tough SOB. He's just not getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, he took a ball to the head and he played the next day. And Salvador Perez said that he's one of the toughest teammates he's ever had. And that's incredible praise. I mean, and, you know, he had that subluxation and he looked that reporter in the eye and he said, "I'll be okay." Mm-hmm. So, you know, so matter of fact.
They're tough. Him and Salvi are both tough, but they're also the veterans that are probably the two most disappointing players on the team.
Yeah, and I agree 100%, man. But and really, that's the reason India weighs on me. But the only other thing I wanted to mention, man, because I agree with you too. I think it's a bit of a cop out to kind of blame coaching. Although I understand where it comes from, and maybe you can share some thoughts on this, just because I'm curious. Because again, I don't have superior baseball knowledge, but like, it's interesting the way that we kind of look at the hitting coaches with all the troubles and the issues that the Royals have had with the offense, because it's almost the same way I've noticed Dodger fans talking about their pitching staff and like their trainers, because they've got so many injured pitchers right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's apples to apples either, but they seem to think like something's up with their pitching staff because of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
They've had so many injuries. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels like a cop out to blame coaching and trainers, but it just kind of seems what baseball fans are bent towards. But
yeah, anyway. It's just the easiest thing, Dakota. I appreciate the phone call. Listen, everyone wishes there was one person that could be replaced and that would fix everything, but that's not the case. A few things here. First of all, to go back to your point about your unwillingness to wave the white flag on this team, I appreciate it. I didn't want this to be the discussion so it turns into anyone that is out on the team, anyone that has said, I'm done. You know, until you guys get back to 500, I'm checking out. I'm not browbeating any of you. I'm not looking down at any of you. I don't think you're a bad fan. You want your team back at 500 because the expectation coming into the season was to win the division. Now, if you want them back at 500 before you lock in for another 9 innings, man, I get it. And I did this over the weekend. I think it's a pretty good exercise, especially for those that would consider themselves more of a football fan than a baseball fan. So the Royals right now, 80 games into the season, that's the equivalent of week 9 of the NFL season. We're not even to halftime yet of the 9th game of the NFL season, right? A 17-game regular season. Royals are right now in week 9, still in the second quarter. So what kind of football team would this be if we're making that analogy of a 17-week NFL season? My thought would be the Royals right now are a 4-4 football team that is getting waxed in the first half. So staring down the barrel of a 4-5 start to the season. Your Broncos, your Steelers, your Browns. Teams that don't have a quarterback, basically, is what I'm talking about. That's what the Royals are. With no offense, you're basically a football team with a really good defense, but no quarterback. So no real chance. It feels as if you're one of those teams where you want to get into the postseason. No, you don't necessarily think you're going to make a bunch of noise when you get to the postseason, but there's something about getting there. And you do have a young quarterback. You know, you do have someone that you believe in that you're waiting to. You do have Justin Herbert. He's just not getting the job done. He's not necessarily living up to the potential. He's I've seen him great. I know he can be great. I don't know why he's not being great. That's basically what this team is. A really good defense. It's the football equivalent of a squad with a really good defense and a high upside quarterback that just not getting the job done. But it's only week 9. There's still a lot of football to be played, a lot of baseball to be played. But even as I'm explaining that, I understand both sides. I understand those are saying, man, I'm not trying to get there and lose, get waxed by the Yankees again. But I also understand the people that are saying, just get there, and who knows what this offense can do. Nobody thought the offense in 2014 was going to turn into the home run machine they became in October. Right? Moose and Haas and Gordo and Eske and Salvi, and everybody's going bridge. As far as the coaches are concerned, I don't really know what's... You know, I know the names in Los Angeles and the guys that have been hurt, from Snell to Glasnow and Yamamoto. And I know Glasnow had a history of it. I believe Blake Snell did as well. I don't know Yamamoto's history. Dustin May is always banged up. The thing I keep coming back to, whether it's training staffs in Los Angeles or hitting coaches in Kansas City, I mean, they're here before the players. They're here after the players leave. It's all they think about. I mean, the amount of work that the coaches, that the training staff, that they put in to make the Dodgers pitchers their best, the Royals hitters, to give them all the information they need, all the confidence they could want. Keone and Dylan, Alex Umwalt, all three of them. They are fountains of positivity and information. But you can only do so much when Bobby's in the box and swinging out of his shoes. What's a hitting coach going to do? Again, guys, I know it would be easy to replace one guy and act as if that's going to be the cure-all. It's never been the cure-all. It wasn't when you replaced Maloof and David with George Brett, when you replace George Brett with Pedro Grifol, Dale Swaim and Terry Bradshaw. All they're doing is trying to help these young men. Trying to connect with them, build a relationship with them, and help them succeed. But the onus is on the young man to go out there and execute the game plan. Not just the game plan that they went over before the game, but the game plan that the scoreboard has displayed for you. What is needed in this particular at-bat? Case in point, the Rays' second inning. The execution of Tampa is why they won the game tonight. And it's why they're one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. They play a high quality of fundamentally sound baseball. Tigers might be the best in the business at that. Rays aren't too far behind. From the 816, Vern, if it's a cop-out to blame the hitting coach in charge of the worst offense in franchise history, then tell me, Vern, what exactly is the point of having a hitting coach? To help, not to hit. The hell are you guys talking about? Did you ever play sports? Were the only good teams you were a part of because of the good coach? I mean, it's a player sports. Right, Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia when he didn't have great players. He went to Super Bowls when he had great players. What are we talking? Yeah, some coaches can get a little bit more out of a player. Sure. Who are we pointing to saying, oh man, the coaching is what's killing the 35-year-old Salvador Perez? Jonathan India has been in the league a half decade, and it's Royals coaching that has made him fall short of his career averages? Bobby Witt Jr. goes from being an MVP to an all-star, and we got an... I just don't know what you point to. Yes, I understand the number. Hey, the worst run-scoring offense in Royals franchise history. But how does that come down to coaching over execution? I just don't get it. I don't get. Well, yes, I do. It's the easiest thing. It's the quickest thing. Rather than going after the guy that you're wearing his jersey, go after a guy you don't even know his name. Let's replace the coach and that'll fix everything. As if the coach is why Vinny's hitting around 200 with runners in scoring position and yet hitting better than 300 here in the month of June. Hitting better than 300 since the end of April, but in the big moments, tighten it up. I mean, the only advice I think you can offer is put both hands on the bat. Having one hand wrapped around your neck is not the way to go about winning ball games. Let's go back to the phone calls. We have Troy and Raymore. Troy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, brother. First of all, let me say, your show, your 96.5, you guys, your radio show, is on my radio all day and all night. My Australian Shepherd has no choice but to listen to it when I'm at work. That being said, okay, 85, I was 15. In 85, okay?
I was 15.
Yeah, a long time ago. My son was 10 years old and 15 when we won the World Series. Okay. And now here we are. You know what he tells me, Vern?
No.
And I hear it. We are, you're talking about the coaching and all that, and I get it. People are bitching about the coaching or whatever, but we are missing that fire. There's a fire that we're missing, if that makes sense. In the clubhouse, I don't see it during the games. I don't see it. I mean, Jack Cavanaugh, he's the new up-and-coming guy. Bobby Witt.
How could you see fire? What? Give me a display of fire.
We're missing that fire that we had in 15, Vern.
Well, that's not fire. That's talent. That's Kendrys Morales, Lorenzo Cain.
We had the talent. You don't think we have the talent now?
Not compared to 2015. Come on. That's a world championship ball club that ran away with the division.
We got some talent now, is what I'm saying. To lose all these homestands that we're losing, we have better talent than that. I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint it. There's a fire that we're missing.
Well, explain fire. Again, without comparing them to the greatest Royals team ever, what do you want? Sure. You want to see someone break a bat? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Nice. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense? Or am I wrong? A fire. A something.
No, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not wrong. Yeah. No, if them breaking bats shows to you that they care, okay, if that's what you want to see. I want to see them score runs. You know, I want to see them execute. I don't really give a damn if you break bats, if you cuss at the umpire. Just start doing your job. Thanks for the phone call, Troy. They are, unless you're questioning their heart or their desire to be great, then what are you talking about? Fire. Any offense that sucks is going to look lifeless. It's going to look as if, they have no fire. They were shut out. Of course they look like they have no fire, no heart. No, they got shut out. It's a bad offense. It's been a bad offense. They've scored one run or been shut out in 21 of the first 80 games this season. It's you score one run or no runs, you're going to look lifeless. But saying that you want to see fire, that sounds a lot to me like you don't believe they care. And to me, that's silly, but I'm around them. I see the work that they put in. I see the anguish after games. But screaming at umpires, fighting the other team. Now, I wasn't opposed to fighting the Cardinals or fighting the Guardians when they tested Jonathan India. Yeah, okay, I'm with you on that. But breaking bats and, flipping tables and all that, man, that's eyewash. That doesn't mean you're a good team. Not to me, at least. But again, I don't know everything. You've been watching baseball just as long as I have. Troy, I appreciate the phone call, man. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Without question, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game is Michael Wacha. Through 16 starts this season, he's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings per start with a season ERA of 3.33. Wacha has 74 strikeouts to just 24 walks. He had this to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
When I think back to that one inning, you know, the value, yeah, putting the ball in play, and then, yeah, you can still see how effective small ball can be. Those are a couple of the most perfect bunts I've ever seen, and, you know, they were able to scratch across a few runs there, and, yeah, ended up being all they needed. But, yeah, besides that one inning where, yeah, they were putting the ball in play, I felt like, yeah, had some swing and miss stuff, was on the attack, and defense was on their toes, making great plays out there. Jack, the great play on right, was awesome to see. Raver out there in left, but yeah, just that kind of one inning of small ball kind of ended up winning the game.
I wonder if you made any sort of adjustment after the second inning. You talk about swing and miss stuff and rack up good amount of strikeouts too, and prevent them from putting the ball in play.
Yeah, I didn't really make too many adjustments, I would say. Kind of stuck with our game plan and, you know, tried to get ahead and stay in the attack. And then whenever we did have two strikes, really execute, whatever pitch we were going to in that spot.
When you're facing a team that, you know, likes to, you know, be aggressive and stay on the attack, what do you do to be able to counteract that?
Stay on the attack myself. You know, I trust that if I execute my spot to where it needs to be, that it could be some weak contact or swing and miss. And no matter how aggressive you are, I feel like I can locate any pitch at any time. Besides curveball today. But, I'm always up for that challenge.
Season high 9 strikeouts for Michael Wacha, but it's like I said yesterday, you know, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm just kind of sad, kind of disappointed for all of us, for the players, certainly for the fans, for myself. It's also kind of like what I said on Sunday, man. I don't have any more silver linings. I didn't care that they went 4-2 on the road trip, because they continue to look like the offense, the defense, and the base running team that I watched for a majority of this season, right? The way that they lost those last two games against the Padres. So listen, I'm not sitting here playing a trumpet, telling everybody to follow me and let's believe in the boys. No, I'm not pumping positivity out there. I'm just saying I'm having a tough time waving the white flag. I get all the reasons to do it. But when there's 82 games to go, I have a tough time waving the white flag, man. It's just as simple as that. But, Rick, you make a great point. I mean, do I really like Michael Lorenzen out-dueling Shane Baz tomorrow afternoon? Do I like Noah Cameron, Seth Lugo, Chris Bubich going up against the Dodgers? Yeah, actually, I do. I do like Cameron, Lugo, and Bubich. That's about it. I don't know if I like the 9 guys in the lineup behind them or the bullpen behind them. I like the starting pitching, and that's a pretty good place to start. Pitching and an all-world shortstop. Boy, we've been saying it forever. They better win tomorrow. They better win tomorrow. They better win tomorrow. I'll talk to you then, 12 noon, right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home.
play.
To hear more from Byrne during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.